Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. Shehimru, this Arvu. They combined. This really means they bet. Kamosha Mamir and Esayonin. The Sanhedrin, like the betting that people do, is mentioned on birds. Bird racing that is mentioned in Masechta Sanhedrin. Mi kan hilu, kun kan hilu, is there anyone here hilu? Well, she gnailu Nasi Yisrael, and he's talking in a insulting manner to somebody who's the Nasi Yisrael. Neimah roshin shel bavloyim sagolios, biloyim, this is elongated. She'enu ogol, it's not round. On the contrary, on the reverse, it's not that they're not round, that they are too round. Trutos is reckless, they're thin. Shadar minachudlos vaharuach noshevis and nichnas b'sochenayim, that the wind blows and goes into their eyes, so the eyes end up becoming weaker. Mumokum, softer. Mumokum macher, a different shat that we find in Soita and other mesechtas. But first, trutos is loshen agulos, they're round. Beis loshen shalahem, that's the socket. Rashi says that he himself wants to say that here too. Because Shadar ben Achulos was there living in sand. She knows some hamokum. The place actually changed them. Shalehi sadak shalenehim aruch kishalanu, that the slit should not be round like ours. And the sand enter into it. V'chem raglim shal Afrikim. So to the feet of the Africans. Rechovos are wider. Shaloyitu b'tzei amayim. They shouldn't. So, sink into the swampy area. And therefore, and they go barefoot to mispashin raglehem, and their feet spread out. Because when a person wears a shoe, it pushes the shoe together, the foot together, and it keeps the shape of the foot that way it was originally. And these pshatim, Rashi is explaining, Chazal did believe in environmental evolution. Kadaihu hilo royal kach is fit for him. Hoitzio ben azifah den tanya for the Bryce. It says that bol kabel der bechaveris, a person is trying to accept upon himself to be chaver over here, usually means an extra special yid, an extra special Jew that he's keeping tumantara and shumas and meisers. Chutzim der ve'echan, he wants to accept all of the halachas except for one, the chen gera. Bol is gair and so to a convert is coming to convert. The kibbol of dibre tara, chutzim der ve'echan, is willing to accept the whole Torah except for one thing. In mekabon losoi, we do not accept him in mesechus bucharis, this is found in mesechus bucharis. He's relying on his wisdom. In the end, he will convince him to accept it upon himself. This is not comparable to what we normally say, that a person wants to accept the whole Torah except for one thing. Wasn't he denied the Torah? He didn't believe it came from Hashem. And Hillel was certain that after he would teach him, he would rely on him. That he reversed the whole order of the Aleph base. How do you know which letter is an Aleph and which is a base? I taught you. You relied on me. Also, the guard to the Torah, the oral Torah. I rely on my words. He had a stick which was the length of an amun. Weighed by erech abinyan, you would measure the length of a building with it. Shall you create it in ima umnin kach v'kach amos v'kach v'kach domim? Because you would establish and set the price with the craftsman that this is the amount of amos that you need to do for this amount of price. The lachsan el chavrech lo sobit. Reecha is berea avicha al tazoiv. That's what's coming from that pasuk in Mishlei. V'zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tavor Al Dvarav, don't violate his words. Shehar Yalecha Sanoi, Shiyar V'Chavrecha Al Dvarecha, because you don't like it when your friends don't listen to you. V'shnachrin HaKavrecha is Mamish, it's really talking about your friend. G'gon Gezele, V'gneva, Niyof, V'roiv, and Mitzvahs, talking about theft and adultery, and most of the mitzvahs which have to do with Ben Adam L'Chavero. Idoch Shar Tevetar, the rest of Tevetar, Pirusha, the whole Milsa is the explanation of this. Huladas is a Darvasandi, to know what that which is hated. Zilgomer Viteda, go learn and you will know. Soy from Alame Tanaikis, that is a Cheder Rebbe. Tachsise Tikune Tzarche HaMelech Lefi Akavoy, how the set up the needs of the king in order for his proper honor. Shloshan Hagerim Halolo, these three converts that were mentioned in the Gemara. Say the Zorah Shal Amunas Ha'odim, same from the person's relying on his Amuna. Lahafresh, we're relying on the person's trustworthiness. Lahafresh, Maeser Oso Karoi, that he's going to separate his Maeser properly. Chosin is Loshan Yorshin, is the Loshan of inheritors. They Isha Nodo Yorshin, and through a woman, person will sire those to inherit him. Saved in the Zikin, Mushian, it saves them, Mazir, Lifresh, Mehezek, it's going to warn you to separate from damaging people, Mishai Bamon, and needing to pay money afterwards. Das Adav Mechokhmo, it is more better than just wisdom. He Oitzroi, who Iker Choshev Einav, this is the important thing, which is most important in his eyes, Latzor, Loitzer, to store, Lasso Segulo, the Zicharon, and to make it as a Segulo for remembering. Kavate itul fisha adam sarach lasasach b'der cheretz. A person needs to work. She'im ein der cheretz. If there's no work, ein ter, it's not going to be ter. Hutzuch l'kvaya itul l'ter. Dover kotz. A person is going to need to establish. Since a person needs to work, he's need to establish a set time, a set amount for learning. Shlo yimshach kolayim l'der cheretz. So he's not get drawn the whole day in work. The period of Rivia hainu chaisin. That is the chaisin we said was getting married. Tzvisu Yeshua the divrei hanaviim for that which the prophets prophesied in the eventual redemption. Havata davar mitoch davar, haynu das, that is das. Kav chumten is eretz malecha, salty earth, and mishmaris is a paris mehesliya, and it will guard the fruit from becoming wormy. Ve'enu choshesh, l'moichra b'dmei chitin, to sell it for the amount of wheat, the lav oinoha, because it's not trickery and false pricing, shari shmiras mekach, because that is how the wheat will actually be watched by mixing in this other salty-ish earth. Laman aleph omed days. Yer Shemaim Daimel L'Psachim Chitzayim, to the outer gates, Shederch Lehem Nichnasim L'Penim, that through them you enter to the inner gates. Kach Im Yer Shemaim, who says to, if a person has fear of heaven, Nasa Chorad L'Shmar V'Lasos, is going to become careful to watch and do mitzvahs, meaning the Los Asseis and the Asseis. Then Lav, and if not, the Einu Chashal Terasol, then he doesn't care about his Torah. He knows, has the knowledge, but doesn't care to actually keep the mitzvahs. B'hai ayal b'ezah pesach nechnas l'ftach hasapnim, with which a gate is he going to, door is he going to enter, in order to enter to open the inner chambers. V'ana amina l'cho klamer, I mean to say, ata miata v'shichu, you are lessening his praise. Hein yiras Hashem yichidahi hayir v'olam, it's a one thing, it's the only thing that there is there. Unique. Misha achal shom v'rechol noidek perikohu. This is the answer. Kulaymer means to say, hachin kamar kar. This is what the pasuk said. Im rishat ma'at. If you did a little bit of evil, I'll taste it. Arishcha, don't add. The misha achal shom, because the person who ate garlic v'rechol noidek kfar l'chaver, and his friends already can't stand his breath. Klum yachser v'yechol oid acher. Is he going to go and eat another one? He knows if you ate him, he even smell your breath. Listen about earth for a longer time. Chreidim et Sevin is the trick in the Chatzavunas, that if you would open up the words, the Chatzavunas is really Rashi Tevas, referring to these words of Chreidim et Sevin. Ko'ulam shepisla psuach v'rochav, that its door is open and wide. Sedarkam le'elmine ksiv, earlier it is written, kirbam betimo le'olam dahainu kfur, that means the burial. V'hadar ksiv, sedarkam ksil lamoy, that this is their way. Ksil lamoy, klam, means to say, yoidim heim shizu darkam, they know that this is their path. Their kidneys literally, which is covered with fat, from stops their kidneys from, which we, because I'll take the kidneys, give eight, so whatever this means, that from thinking about what their end is going to be, and because of the fat around the kidneys, they forgot it. They really only shugging. They're talking about what's going to be the end of to them all the time. And even so, they don't do tshuva. Because he's worried about the psilo nami. You're not doing the extinguishing of the fire for the actual outcome of the extinguishing, the malacha hainu kibwe, the malacha is extinguishing, the kibwe atzmo enu tzarchloi, he doesn't need the extinguishing, the imla huvru me'olam, and not been ever lit, have nichalei would be good for him, imetchila huvu, if it had originally been lit, hoil v'chosa ala, since he's worried about it, ki isve tfei, have nichalei ba, it's a little bit more than he cares more about it. The Yolam Krabi Yehuda Spirit Lake. The Mishum ain't Tzrich L'Gufo Loi Mifter. Because of Ain't Tzrich L'Gufo, he's not going to become Potter. Because of Yehuda holds Shechayim. Hoyal V'Tzrich L'Dora Acher. Since you need it for some other purpose, Melachas Machshavas is considered a Melachas Machshavas, which is the qualification of being Chayav in Shabbos. When you extinguish the fire because you're worried about the oil or the actual receptacle of the flame, the reason why you put it is because the soyser has to live nice, but you can't have a soyser. They hold that only when you build, when you destroy something to relight it in the same place, is that to rebuild it in the same place, that's what's called destroying a steer, which would then be chayiv on in your melacha. Kol kalkol the Shabbos have you potter. Anything with destruction on Shabbos is potter. The lav hayne melachas machshavas. That's not within the category of what's called melachas machshavas. But soyser the nan the avos melachas and soyser destroying, which is mentioned in destroying a building, which is mentioned in avos melachas later in the Vesepla, the mechayiv chayiv soyser manas livnei. So that's destroying in order to rebuild. Veinu yachol livnei elim kain soyser. You can't build unless you're going to knock down what's there before in the first place. Vashta lav kikol, and that's not called a destructive action. If you're going to go and rebuild in the same place, who the mechayev astir? That's when you're chayev on destroying. And if not, then lo, you're not. The mechabe and extinguishing doing the seiser, who is comparable to destroying. The chayin kareya, so to ripping a garment, doing the seiser is also comparable to destroying a building. That's why it says if you tear in order to re-sew it. The chayin mechayek tanan, so to with erasing, it says in the Mishnah, I'm not slipping, you're going to write. The kulam soyser minin, look at all types of destruction. That also do with the wick, that which you're worried about is only because you want to relight it. But in the same place, in there, when you're worried about the receptacle, the actual candle part, or the lantern part, oh, al Hashem or on the oil, al psilo. You don't care about the wick. You don't care if you throw out the wick. I feel it's circle Hashem and lahadik by psila chazim. You need the oil to light another candle. After a time, in this receptacle, there's a lantern. That's not called destroying to build in the same place. Because the extinguishing and the lighting is not in the oil and it's not in the candle. The lantern, it's in the wick. Therefore, the destruction in the building is only possible in the wick. And since his intent is not to go back and light in this wick, you don't have now building in the place where you destroyed it. And that which it said that he made pecham, claimer means because it's making a coal in the originally. And it's standing there and remaining in order to be able to have fire light on it. And therefore you have building in the place where you destroyed it. Explained that the candle, the lantern, and the oil, you could say, for something else, a little hadik and not for lighting it. Linear, and I think Rashi himself says, that we don't have to make such a difficult answer. Because of such a sorrow of Ikal Memer, because we can't say, we wouldn't make him potter. Why Shahariyu Yodat Lama Chosalayo? He knows why he cares about it. Vistam Ner Eno Elo Lahadik Bopsila. And why do you have a lantern? It's in order to light a wick in it. Umishkan Saisamanas Little Shalom Okhaima, who show you Saisno Sobi Machaniazu. They would take it apart in this encampment, but Naisan Makamachar, and they would go and travel to another place, Bukhainim, and encamp there, Bukhaisumakai Umakim, and then remake it. Is going like a Rishimun who says you are exempt if you do a malacha which you do not need the actual outcome of the malacha. The kachos al psilo, and that was you worried about the wick. Kind of time in the mechayev. Why are you chayev? You need to go and light it. You want to do a pre-lighting to make it easier to light. Shalhuva mo'od yom. It wasn't lit. Pre-lit in on Erev Shabbos, the kibbuzet tzarich legufo. This extinguishing is needed for the actual outcome of the malacha. Shehei halahav noyech leechos bo l'kishiyav l'hadik l'adlika, so that the wick will be easy and the flame will come out easily when you come to relight it. Shu'oise pecham shu'hu mischamin mamish la'soise l'kim pecham. You're trying to make it into a coal. Achshav at this moment, alma therefore. We see the keyword at Sarkhul Guful Mari, we're talking about extinguishing which you need for the actual outcome of the act of extinguishing it. It's not saying, it doesn't say that it was made originally into a coal, Shahubaru, that it was lit. The Matsud Lameimar, because we can say, Taimu Mishum the Bas Binyanhi. And the reason is because it's something which can be built, the ikabini b'mokom stir, because you're building something in the place where it was destroyed. Mash enki mishem and venerba, which is not true by the oil and the can and the lantern, the loshaich b'binyan v'stira, is not possible to have binyan and stira. Masnesen b'shasle dosan the gemara mafarish maishna shasle dosan, the gemara will explain what is different at the time that they are giving birth. Gemara hachi garsin benida maitaima b'chadir bitna b'kar doma, the source of her menstrual blood, her uterus. And extension. Hilkalo Marda, she rebelled against Hashem. Revius Dam Chai Adam Tlimbo. The reason why it said Revius of Dam is because that is what Chazal take for granted, is that a person's life is dependent on having at least a Revius of Dam left in him.